Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Sure.
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Welcome to the Side of Fries podcast. I'm Chris alongside Caleb. This podcast is comprised of two former fast food workers, that being me and that being Caleb. And we're just going to weigh in on the industry. We're going to share our love for fast food, the nostalgia of fast food, and the marketing tactics. Lots to talk about. And yeah, I mean, we're passionate about fast food. I know that might sound weird to some, but it is something that we've done. It's something that we tend to talk about all the time, and we felt we need to start a podcast to talk about this.
You know, I feel like a lot of times nowadays people don't really have stories of working in fast food. I know not a lot of people I went to high school with worked in fast food, so they didn't get the stories like we did. But I know you and I worked at two pretty special places to work back in high school, so excited to share our stories and talk a little bit about fast food.
Yeah, so I worked at KFC when I was in high school, and Caleb, you worked at Burger King. And so Burger King is the topic of discussion for today's podcast. But instead of sharing a little bit of insight today on our experiences in fast food and things like that, we're going to talk secret menu, because I feel like secret menu is always something that everybody, no matter what, is always into, always interested in, hearing about the weird concoctions that workers have put together and if they really exist. And obviously you have inside information on probably a lot of these items because you worked at Burger King. And so today we're just going to go over the top secret menu items that you can find at Burger King.
Yeah, and Burger King, probably not a place that a lot of folks think of when they think of secret menu, A, because nobody really goes there, so that's part of it. But also, I mean, you think about your In-N-Out, you know, the secret menu, because they have 3 things on the menu, they need one. But Burger King, I'm excited to talk a little bit about what's on the secret menu, so we can jump into it if you're ready.
Well, why do you say no one goes to Burger King? I feel like a lot of people go to Burger King.
I think, coming from somebody who worked at Burger King for 2 years in high school, I think Burger King kind of gets that, like, it's like second rate to McDonald's. And then also, it's never like, you always get your food cold, you always get your food wrong. It just seems like anytime you go to Burger King, it's just not what you know. It's never like fresh and like it looks in the commercials.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've had some experiences working in Burger King for my job. I do a lot of training for my job, my actual job. And so I've witnessed what it's like to be in a Burger King and behind the counter. And I never realized that they didn't use fresh meat. They really do use frozen meat. Is that correct?
That's correct. But they use like hockey pucks. But the thing is, you know, Burger King's claim to fame with their meat patties is that it's flame broiled. So, you know, I know some other places use like the griddle tops, but basically Burger King cooks their meat on like a conveyor belt. So there's like a tank of gas in the back that like it just has this flame on, and it, you put the meat on the end of this conveyor belt and it just rolls it in so it's perfectly cooked. And then it goes and sits in a plastic, you know, plastic heating unit for as long as it's in there. But yeah, it's flame broiled, so a little bit different than everywhere else.
So it's not like Wendy's, where Wendy's, they claim to have fresh meat every day. And I know that to be true because I had a friend who worked at Wendy's in high school, and I would always ask him, hey man, is that really true? And he goes, no, for real. A truck comes every day except for Sundays to drop off fresh patties, which is probably, in my opinion, you know, I think there's a higher fine dining, like a higher fine fast food, like your Shake Shack, like your Five Guys, that sort of thing. And then there is your McDonald's, your Burger King, and your Wendy's. And I think, in my opinion, Wendy's is probably superior to Burger King and to McDonald's. So I think that's probably why, it's because of the burgers being fresh.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you put those burgers on the conveyor belt, you practically have to, like, jam your fingers in between the patties to rip them apart from each other, because they're literally just stacks and stacks of, like, frozen patties in a box. So, yeah, it's definitely not fresh.
Well, good to know, because, you know, you can kind of tell sometimes. And I just picture these patties, and I know we're getting on a tangent about just specifically the patties, but I just picture these patties being, like, the Bubba burgers that, you know, you see at, like, you know, Sam's Club or Costco, those types of things, where they're frozen, sandwiched between, like, the wax paper and...
Yeah, honestly, same thing. They look just like that.
So, secret menu items. Let's get right into the mix of things. I know on here you have given me a list of several secret menu items, and we're going to break them down for everybody. Just full disclosure, are these secret items that you legitimately can order at Burger King? Like, have you experienced or have you yourself ordered these items at Burger King?
Yes. So pretty much everything that I've seen on here, I've heard and encountered back in my, you know, however many years ago that was when I was in high school. All of these things can be ordered. And I even added a few things. You know, we were doing some research on what the current secret menu items are. And I added a few because I'm like, you know, I think there's some things on Burger King's menu that you can get that nobody really knows about or takes advantage of. So you can get everything on this list.
Okay. So when you were stumbling upon and doing your research for this list, was there new items that you were unaware of or like?
There was, and it had to do with some items that came out after I worked there. And it's not really a shocking or surprising item, but there's some things in there for sure towards the end of the list.
Okay. Well, let's just start right into it. Secret menu items, take it away.
All right. Number one, we got the Rodeo Burger, which when I worked at Burger King back in the day, the Rodeo Burger was actually just a menu item. Basically, it was a small cheeseburger that instead of ketchup, mustard, or anything, it had barbecue sauce. And then what made it the Rodeo Burger was it had three onion rings on it. So you would, you know, reach into the onion ring bin and put them on top of the cheeseburger, and that was a Rodeo Burger. So it's actually a pretty simple item, but honestly, when I was there, probably one of the tastiest items that you can get, and I really enjoyed it.
So this was an item that was originally on the menu, and then they discontinued it, but it's something that people can still order on the secret menu?
Yeah, you can still order it. I think it was like 30 or 40 cents to add onion rings to any sandwich. So really a pro tip is you can add onion rings to any sandwich. If you want a chicken sandwich to add onion rings, you can do that. And we just reach into the bin and put those on there. But yeah, it's basically just a cheeseburger with barbecue sauce and onion rings.
No kidding. I honestly did not know that you can add onion rings to any sandwich. Now, can you do that with fries? Because didn't Burger King have a sandwich out a few years ago where they put fries on the burger and they called it a new item?
I think they did. And when we were researching a little bit, I saw that. But it wasn't anything that I was accustomed to. I don't think a single person when I was there ordered anything with fries added on the sandwich. Because typically you get fries with a combo anyway, so you could just do that if you wanted to.
Sure, yeah.
But onion rings is kind of that thing, like maybe not everybody's ordering an onion ring, or, you know, that's a little bit different than a fry to put on your sandwich.
Yeah, you don't want a whole thing of onion rings, but maybe you would like a few just thrown on your sandwich.
Yeah, why not? For fun.
All right, so the next item that you got on here, which, may I say, looks very, 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 very imposing.
Very, very as its name proclaims.
The Suicide Burger. So Suicide Burger here, you have combo of four beef patties, four cheese slices, and a generous helping of bacon and Burger King special sauce. So what is Burger King special sauce? I don't know about Burger King special sauce.
The Burger King special sauce is basically the same special sauce as anywhere else. So like the Big Mac sauce being, you know, like Thousand Island dressing or whatever. Okay. It's probably a little bit thicker than that. And, you know, we kind of put it on with like a spatula. But it's basically that same secret sauce that most any fast food place has.
Now, is that something you guys like pre-make, or is that something that's already in like a container or in some sort of like distribution thing? You know, like a I don't know, like kind of like how Taco Bell has the sour cream, like guns, basically, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the board at Burger King is basically set up where everything's in like a plastic bin, and you just get a whole nother, you know, thing of sauce, and you just pour it into a plastic bin that sits on ice, just like how your mayonnaise and all that stuff does too.
Okay. Now, have you ever gotten a suicide burger?
So, a funny thing about the suicide burger is it also has another name from back in the day, and basically Burger King introduced what was called the Stackers, where they added the sauce and added bacon, and the main idea was you could get a double, a triple, or a quad stacker. Now, I think the quad stacker kind of fell off where, like, you know, people didn't want to supersize anymore. It sounded too big. People didn't want to promote having, like, these huge sandwiches. But back in the day, you could get – it was called a quad stacker, and it was four patties, four slices of cheese in between bacon, and it was that sauce. So this was another item that used to be a menu item, but now has gotten a new name because of, you know, how ominous it is.
It's all because of that asshole Morgan Spurlock in Supersize Me. That's what it is.
That probably has a lot to do with it.
It legitimately is one of the reasons why McDonald's had to, like, scale their menu down and why they had to show nutritional facts. And that's kind of why a lot of fast food restaurants actually went in and started doing that as well. Because I remember working at KFC when that documentary came out, and I remember the district manager coming in with a big giant poster in a frame, and she had to put it on the wall to show, like, the nutritional facts of the chicken, because it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really disclosed. Kind of like how, you know, you look at a pop can or a soda can, and you can see, like, the calories, the sugar, the carbs, all that. That's kind of the same thing, I guess, in a sense. So.
Yeah, and we had to have, like, the nutritional facts up on the wall and then available for any customers who wanted it. And this was one that was like, yeah, if you want to get your daily caloric intake in one sandwich, this is the sandwich for you.
You know, and it's funny that you mentioned the stacker, because the stacker kind of sounds to me a little bit like the Biggie meal, like the, you know, at Wendy's, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like, because isn't it, you can get a double, a triple. And can't you get a quad as well at Wendy's? I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the same concept where you just kind of add another meat patty. But for me, like, I think some of these fast food items taste so good because, I don't know, you get a mix of all the different ingredients, and it's, like, the perfect amount that they've tested in the lab. And when you just add that much meat patty, it's just, like, you're just eating, like, meat. It's not, like, satisfying anymore, you know?
Well, and probably is going to lead you to a nice case of the meat sweats too.
Oh, 100% meat. You know, I had this back in the day, and I think it was more like, I don't know, like the cheese is just too much. The bacon's a whole nother story at Burger King, to be honest, but it just was a lot, you know?
All right. Whose bacon's better, Burger King's or Wendy's?
Oh, Wendy's 10 out of 10 times.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, like, no one even gives a shit about McDonald's bacon, I don't think. Like, who goes to Wendy's or McDonald's and is like, you know what, I'm gonna have a bacon cheeseburger today? Like, that's not a thing. But I feel like it's definitely a thing at Wendy's. I love me some junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Bacon cheeseburgers, Baconator, all that stuff.
Heck yeah, dude. But, like, you can also get that item at Burger King. And it's not like it's not a rare thing, right? Like,
yeah, but also the bacon at Burger King is, like, you bake it in the morning. Like, if you're on breakfast duty, then you bake it in the morning, and then you put it on these, like, you know, pieces of paper that they just sit out, and then
– like on cookie sheets, right? Like,
exactly, exactly. And then you reheat it, so it's, like, kind of slimy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like crispy bacon like Wendy's is.
Yeah, Wendy's bacon, so crispy. I know, like, Burger King's bacon's kind of rubbery.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. All right, so two items that have already – that, like, were on the menu, taking off the menu, Suicide Burger, obviously for some certain reasons. And it also kind of reminds me of that burger in Vegas. Remember when we went to Las Vegas probably, what, 5 years ago, and they had that – what was that? The cardiac burger or something, where it was, like, six giant beef patties and –
Wasn't that at the place where if you, like, weighed a certain amount, you got everything for free?
Yeah. It was in Old Vegas.
Yeah. I remember that.
It kind of reminds me of that. All right. So number three on the list here.
Yeah, we got the Mustard Whopper, which is one I've never had. So this is all new to me here. But the name implies it. It's a beloved Whopper, but instead of mayonnaise on the top of the patty, there's mustard. So basically the way a Whopper is made is on the top of the bun, there's mayo, lettuce, and tomato. And on the bottom, there's pickles, ketchup, and onion in a swirl. And then you put it together. So instead of that like top layer of mayo, you get that mayo ketchup combination. It's ketchup and mustard instead.
You know, not a big fan of mustard on my burger. Got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Or ketchup. Mayonnaise I can handle. But you know what? I like mayonnaise on my burger if I have bacon. And I think that's kind of why the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger at Wendy's is just like, it just hits in all aspects.
Yeah.
But mustard. So essentially the only difference is mayonnaise is swapped out for mustard.
Yeah. Not too exciting there, but I don't know. I think mustard to me is a little more like, oh, I'm getting a cheeseburger, like a small cheeseburger, I'll do mustard and ketchup. Where like mayo's a little bit more like, oh, I'm getting the Whopper, I'm going to get mayo on it. You know, it's a little more like, I don't want to say high class because it's not. It's still Burger King, but like it's a little more like step up.
No, but I know what you mean. Like if you go to a restaurant, like not a fast food restaurant, like a sit-down restaurant, you're probably more inclined to not put ketchup and mustard on your burger unless you're five, right? And then right. You're probably going to put like mayonnaise on there, right?
Exactly.
I have a gripe with Whoppers, though. Why do they not just have cheese on it? Why is it extra? That's so stupid. That's why I never liked Whoppers.
Really? Well, you know, you can add cheese and you get two slices for like 50 cents. So.
Dude, for another dollar, I can go buy a whole pack of Kraft Singles.
Which, I mean, the cheese at Burger King is basically Kraft Singles. So.
Yeah. So, like, anytime I would go to Burger King with my dad, he would always like, do you want a Whopper Jr.? Because he was all about the Whopper Juniors. And I'd be like, no, because they don't have cheese on the Whopper Jr. I'm all about cheese. You'll find that out a lot in this podcast. But I just feel like a burger, like a hamburger is so just blah. But a cheeseburger is like the bee's knees. Like it is the best combo you can have. And so why would you want to neglect a Whopper that's almost perfect and not put cheese on it?
I don't know.
The other thing that I wanted to say about a Whopper here, why is it that the Whopper Jr. hits differently than their actual Whopper?
Like in a better way?
Yeah.
Better? I agree. I think it's just – it's the same ingredients just like in half. And I think the like the amount is just perfect where a Whopper is kind of like, oh, two whole tomato. Like, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. And by the time you get through the end of eating the Whopper, it's all falling off anyway.
Yeah.
Where, like, a Junior Whopper, it's, like, perfect amount, you know?
You know, and I hate to keep going back to Wendy's, but I feel like that's the same thing with the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Like, the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger just hits way better than the actual bacon cheeseburger at Wendy's. And I don't know why. Like, I could crush two Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, no problem. My wife, on the other hand, she probably wouldn't let me crush two Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, rightfully so. But, I mean, they're just – I don't know. It just hits differently.
I think part of it, too, is I don't know how Wendy's makes their sandwiches from, like, a board perspective. But, you know, McDonald's has the ketchup and mustard gun and the tartar sauce gun. So it's, like, always the right amount. Where Burger King, it's kind of left up to the person. Like, you take a spatula into the mayonnaise and it's, like, however much you pick up, that's how much mayonnaise the person's getting. So, you know, you'd see people with, like, just a little bit or, like, glomming on too much. Where, like, it's harder to keep everything consistent. Where, like, McDonald's, you squeeze the trigger and that's it.
Yeah, that's a good call. And that's probably why sometimes when it came to, like, getting burgers at Burger King, sometimes it would be, like, an overpowering of ketchup or an overpowering of mustard. And I don't know. I just never really – I like mustard, but not on my burger. And same with ketchup. I like ketchup just on – I know it's sacrilegious to put ketchup on a hot dog, but I like it on a hot dog, too. But
like 5-year-olds,
also? Yeah. All right, number four on this secret menu, Frings. So I gotta be honest, I've never heard of Frings. You have on here, it's basically just half French fries and half onion rings. So is this something that you've had? Is this something you're aware of?
So I'm aware of it in the sense that, the like bin that you get the fries out of at Burger King are like separated with a divider where the onion rings go off to the side. And sometimes onion rings creep over into the fry bin. And which you know,
the best surprise ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little bit, you know, the person's in a hurry, they put the fries in there, and you get, I don't know, one or two onion rings in the top, and it's, you know, a great surprise. It's like getting 11 chicken nugget McNuggets when you get a 10-piece McNugget. It's like a nice surprise. I did not know, however, that you could order it that way.
No kidding. So it's something you didn't know. Okay. Yeah. So, what's your take on Burger King's fries? Because I used to think Burger King had the best fries. And then they changed it, didn't they? They changed it recently, and it just doesn't taste the same. Like, a lot like with other restaurants. I think Wendy's changed their fries a few years back, too, and it's just not the same anymore.
I think it's the second time they've changed them since I've been alive. I remember when I was a kid,
they changed them. Yeah, and it was amazing.
They were pushing, like, oh, this new combination – we'll keep the fries hotter longer. And that was like what they were pushing, but I just thought they were good. But you're right. The ones that they have now are like puffier. I don't know how to describe it other than they're puffier and they get colder faster.
The other thing, as a kid, I remember they always had the green ketchup
at
BK. Like the early 2000 craze of like, let's make our butter purple. Like
I have a story with that ketchup is, I went to the store with my grandma one time, and I was like, ooh, let's get that green ketchup. I've never had it before. And we went back and, like, deep fried some French fries at home, and like a little five-year-old, you know, I put ketchup all over them. You know how you would, like, do that and, like, eat it with a fork or, like, not put it off the side? I remember looking at them and being like, I don't want these, and just throwing away the whole plate of fries because it had green ketchup on it.
Way to go, jerk.
I remember she was actually, like, upset about it.
But... Grandma went out of her way, took you to the grocery store, got you green freaking ketchup. She probably didn't have a goddamn clue what that was.
No.
But got it anyway for little Caleb. Fried you up some fries.
But
and
I remember...
told her, I don't want this shit.
Yeah, but I remember being like, well, I don't want the purple because I won't eat that. That's gross. The green one's the one.
Oh, and they did have a purple.
Yeah.
Didn't they have blue, or am I just dreaming?
I only remember the green and the purple.
Yeah, my sister used to always eat the green. She thought it was amazing, and I always thought it was trash. So
yeah.
It was trash. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, nothing better in the world than bottom bag fries, right?
Yeah, what do you call bottom? Do you just call them bottom bag fries? You call them baglers? What do you call them?
Bottom bag fries, man.
See, I have a buddy that calls them baglers, and I kind of like that, and I've adopted it now. But
baglers. So yeah. Like stragglers in the bag, baglers. And
yeah, it's like, you know, it's a little treat at the bottom.
It is a treat at the bottom. Like, you think you're done with your French fries, and then you're like, oh, crap, there's two more down here.
Yep.
Nothing better than that. All right, next one on here kind of intrigues me because I've always wondered who in the hell orders this crap.
Yeah.
Burger King ham and cheese.
I've never encountered this one, but I can tell you how it's made based on looking at it. So you know, like, the OG chicken sandwich at Burger King was called just the original chicken sandwich, right?
Yeah, it was like a submarine sandwich style, like, sandwich, right?
Yep, so it's that same... submarine style with like that skunk stripe on the top, but instead of a chicken patty, it's ham, which is the same ham that they use for breakfast on the ham, egg, and cheese croissants.
Okay. I was wondering where the ham came into play.
Yeah. So really, if you ordered this, like, some guy in the back would be like, oh, I got to go dig out some ham from the fridge. Like, they'll probably get upset that they have to go do that because there's no other reason for it to be out during lunch.
I was going to ask that. Yeah.
So it is probably a little time consuming, and, you know,
seems like it's kind of a pain in the ass.
I'm sure it is for the person in the back for sure. And like I said, I've never seen anybody order this, but it looks all right, but I don't think I'm going to Burger King for a ham sandwich.
Yeah. I'm going to go like to a sub place.
Yeah.
Not like Burger King.
A deli or,
or a 7-Eleven. Cause they sell those things there. Yeah. Gotcha. Number six on here,
yep.
Burger King veggie burger. was totally unaware that they even had veggie burgers there. I always thought they didn't have any of those options until they brought on the Impossible Whopper. Yep. So,
okay, this brings up another question for me. Do you remember when, like, you would go to a fast food place and everything they had was, like, on the menu? I feel like it's so hard now to figure out, like, what's the dessert items they have? What are the side items? Like, you go and the boards are, like, so bright and colorful and they're changing. And it's like you don't even know what everything on the menu is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially like when you're in the drive-thru and yes. there is a line just building up behind you. And you're like, I'll just take a number four. And
yeah, then like when you go to Taco Bell and you're like, I'm going to try something new today instead of the same Crunchwrap I order every single time. And then you're like, taco. And then you just get the same thing.
My father-in-law, he gets a bad case of anxiety when he orders in the drive-thru and we're in the car trying to tell him what to order. Like, he will just make us, like, just say it out the window because he doesn't want to convey the orders. It's kind of funny.
I kind of get that, though. Like, being in the drive-thru, like, everybody that works the drive-thru is just kind of like, all right, is that all you want? Is that all you want? They're trying to hit their drive-thru time, so I get it.
Fun fact. At least the KFC I worked at, we never had drive times.
Really?
But I think it's a little harder at KFC to have like a consistent drive time, like a burger place, because chicken, it takes a while to cook.
To cook, yep. Like, I get it.
Yes, you're cooking it in mass quantities. And this is the thing that like people would always get upset with when we would be at KFC, where like, what do you mean you're out of chicken? Well, you know, Little Billy Bob and his mom came in and they just wiped us out and got 220 pieces. That's 40 pieces of chicken.
Right. And as you know, like they give you how many pieces of chicken you're supposed to have up at certain times of the day. And
exactly.
It's not on you, really. It's just somebody wiped us out.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have a coupon and there would be a few assholes that would come in and it was literally, Caleb, it was a 50 piece bucket. And they would be like, oh, let me get that. And we'd be like, no, you got to call ahead for that. Like, that's like a party size order.
Because, is like a birthday party at KFC.
Yeah, because they call them bird cages. And bird cages, you put all your chicken on these cages, essentially. And it looks like a bird cage. And it's just a rack. And basically, that rack holds 50 pieces of chicken, max. Because any more, it's not going to cook properly. So it takes 22 minutes for that thing to cook. It's got to hit a certain temp. These deep fryers, if they're constantly running, they start to, like, overheat.
They cool down, don't they?
Yeah, they cool down because they have to cool down. And so the chicken is not cooking thoroughly, which means if the chicken's not cooking thoroughly, you're going to get someone sick. But it also takes longer for the cook times. So, like, you know, essentially you have two fryers usually going at once. So you can make 100 pieces of chicken. But it takes 22 minutes. So you could theoretically make, what, 200 pieces of chicken in an hour? I mean, that's really not a lot if you think about it, you know, especially if you're getting a 10-piece or if you're getting a 20-piece or, you know, especially during a dinner rush. So
yeah. I mean, we had drive-through times at Burger King, and it was kind of always a rule of thumb was, like, 2 minutes for breakfast, 3 minutes for lunch and dinner. But, like, if somebody would order a tender crisp and you didn't have one up, that took like 5 minutes to cook. So automatically, you know, the people are going to give the old, can you pull up to the trash can? We'll bring it out, which people don't know that that's a secret. Basically, so I can end your drive time to make it appear like I'm doing it quicker than I am. Yeah. That's basically what that is.
Well, we used to do that too, just because we didn't want the drive through being backed up.
Right. That too.
You know, because the next person might be getting something small. And chances are they probably were.
Yeah, and then you like kind of are like, yeah, let's just get this person through. Or I mean, sometimes whenever I would end a shift, I would drive around the Burger King and like go into the drive-thru and then through the drive-thru and get like 30-second times to kind of bring it down the average. That was that was one thing we did too.
Pro tip here, I guess, huh?
Yeah, but back to the veggie burger. So the reason I said that about the order screens is because this one used to, like, be on there, and it was, like, way at the bottom. Like, if you need a veggie option, there's the veggie burger. But this was, like, basically sitting in the specialty fridge, and the way it was made was it was kind of like a hockey puck too, but instead of going on the flame broiler, because, you know, you can't cross-contaminate with meat, it just literally gets microwaved for a minute.
So what do they do, you think, now with the Impossible Burger? Because my wife is a vegetarian, and obviously cross-contaminating for vegetarians is a huge thing, and, you know, rightfully so. Like, that's their belief, and they don't want to eat meat, and it shouldn't be cross-contaminated. I know some people would argue that. Maybe I'm just biased because my significant other believes in that. But what do you think how they do the Impossible Burger? Because I've had the Impossible Burger, and I can tell you straight up, that thing is charred.
I'm guessing that it is charred somewhere else, and then they get it frozen, charred, like already cooked basically, and then it's heated up in the microwave. That's my guess. I don't know for sure. I don't think Burger King probably spent a bunch of money on changing the backline infrastructure to make it work. I bet it's just microwaved. I bet a lot that it's just microwaved.
I know there was a lawsuit, I think in like England or something, where a woman, you know, kind of made that claim where, like, you know, she ordered an Impossible Burger and found out that it was being cooked on like the same conveyor or something. I think they ended up ruling in Burger King's favor that it like wasn't true. So who knows, right?
Yeah. The veggie burger though, I would say we would get an order for one of those once a month at best, because people didn't know about them. And I think they were just microwave.
Did you ever have one?
I tasted it and it wasn't great.
You know, that's kind of how it was when I worked at KFC. We had country fried steak, and nobody ever ordered country fried steak. Now, we would have a day, like at KFC, there would be daily specials. So Tuesdays would be nuts because Tuesdays was chicken pot pie day. So we would always go, I'm telling you, dude, people would call ahead and be like, hey, can you put me down for 4 chicken pot pies? And we'd be like, all right. So like,
you guys have like a notepad? Like, oh, Chris needs 4 chicken pot pies.
I swear to God, we would. I would put down like, okay, 4 pot pies for Bob. And then I would have to hide them from the girls, because the girls that would run the drive through didn't give a shit whether you saved them for John Smith or not. They would just sell them. And then John Smith would come in and be like, hey man, where's my 4 pot pies that you said you were going to save for me? You know, like, I guess I didn't have to do that, but like, I felt like I should, because, you know, I'm a nice guy.
So, but if that happened, like, as much as it really isn't a big deal because we're talking about fast food here, you definitely would have felt bad if you gave away that to some person.
Well, it would happen sometimes, and it would suck.
Right.
But so back to the country fried steak thing. Yeah, so that was an item that nobody really ever ordered unless it was, like, the daily special. And even during the daily special, it was, like, I think that was the Friday special. People really didn't order it. Like, we would, like, make a few just in case, but it wasn't something that we would go out of our way to like promote.
Yeah. You know? I had no idea they had that item. Was it like basically like fork and knife like normal, or?
Yeah. It was pretty much like if you were to get like a 2-piece meal, same sort of thing. Instead of getting your breast or your thigh, you're going to get a country fried steak with the gravy, a biscuit, and then whatever two sides that you wanted.
Gotcha. Okay.
So back to Burger King, the number 7 item on the secret menu here, the BK Club, which I found pretty intriguing looking this over. So an original chicken sandwich with tomatoes and bacon.
Yeah. So this actually was an item when I was there as well. And I think it was like the number 8 was the original chicken and the number 9 was the chicken club. And it was the same as the original chicken sandwich, just add bacon and tomato. And I mean, pretty tasty. The added bacon on the chicken's pretty nice. I don't know if you've ever had that original chicken sandwich, but
I've always wanted to try it, but I'd always be like, why in the hell would I get that here? Like, I should probably just go to like Chick-fil-A and get a chicken sandwich, right? Like,
right. Yeah. But there's something to that chicken sandwich that I remember having it for the first time as a kid and being like, when I taste this, I don't really taste chicken. I just taste like, I taste like fried something with mayo on it, you know? I don't know, but I thought it was good. It definitely doesn't taste like chicken, though.
It's probably that pink paste, you know?
It probably is, yeah. Those things were cooked, though, like, from raw to, like, those things were deep fried pretty fresh.
Yeah, so. And full disclosure with KFC, all their chicken is actually chicken. It's not, you know, like, even like their popcorn chicken is, it's chicken breast. That's what it is. It's not like a McDonald's type of chicken. And you can, like, tell when you eat it that it is different.
Yeah, these used to come on a box that would say, like, 100% chicken breast fritters or something like that. I'm not really sure what a fritter is, but at least it said that it was chicken breast, so.
I know what an apple fritter is, but, yeah.
Probably a little bit different.
All right, number 8 on the secret menu for Burger King, you have on here what?
It's the Burger King BLT, which I almost didn't add this one because it kind of felt like a cheap answer. It's basically a Whopper Jr. with bacon added to it, the Burger King BLT. So there's already lettuce and tomato on those sandwiches. You just add bacon, and it technically makes it a BLT burger.
And you put cheese on it too, right?
Yeah, with cheese as well. So
that looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at 2 slices of cheese. Like, so a burger is sandwiched between those 2 slices of cheese. Bacon's on top, lettuce – or tomato, lettuce, pickles, and then mayonnaise.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. Not going to lie.
Yeah, we never had this one ordered when I was there, so I can't really attest to it. But I think it's like probably like any item that you just kind of add bacon to, it seems.
So number 9 on here, you have the double fish or double chicken sandwich. And yes, you can add a patty to any sandwich. So honestly, I've never even given it a thought. Like, you kind of always –
That's the thing. That's the glory of it, is you haven't given it a thought, right?
Yeah, like, I never go to Burger King and think, like, oh, I'm going to get a fish sandwich. But, like, I think if you go to McDonald's, you're like, yes, they do have Filet-O-Fish. I could get that. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, and similar to McDonald's, I would say at Burger King, even more so, if it's not Lent, do not order the fish sandwich because it's just sitting in there, like, cooking in its own smell for a long time. You know what I mean?
Is it actually fish? Is it 100% Alaskan cod?
I remember something on the box about it being Alaskan something, maybe. Yes, I think it actually is. But the double portion, I used to turn my friends onto this in high school, and you could do it with – so, you know, the McDonald's fish sandwich is like a little, like – it's not a cheeseburger bun for them because it doesn't have the sesame seed or poppy seeds or whatever on top, but it's like a smaller sandwich compared to like a Whopper's a little bit bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Burger King fish sandwich is a bigger sandwich to start with. So adding a patty to that is like making this huge sandwich. So basically you can add a sandwich or add a piece of meat or whatever to any sandwich on the menu. So I would have people come in. I had this kid that I was in marching band with. His name was James, and I told him about this, and he was like, dude, I'm going to get a triple chicken sandwich. And I was like, no, you're not. Sure enough, like some Friday before a football game, I was working, and I poked my head out, and he's up in the front, and he's ordering it, and he points at me in the back, and he says, he told me I could do this. So there was literally an add a patty button on the machine that was like, you know, the sandwich is like $4 or whatever. It would add like $2 to your sandwich. So it was pretty expensive. But I remember I made this triple chicken sandwich and I went to wrap it and the paper's not meant for that. So I had to like double wrap it to make this monstrosity. And I guarantee it didn't taste good. But yeah, you can add a patty to anything.
God, he probably had like mad heartburn too after the fact.
Yeah, he got 2 days worth of calories in one sandwich.
Now, has anybody ever like been like, I'm going to get chicken and fish, like blend it together?
No, I never had that, but I did have one time, you know, they have the triple Whopper at Burger King. Somebody added another patty to make it a quadruple Whopper. It was like triple Whopper is not. And speaking of the triple Whopper, we used to have, you know how you get your regulars that you see like all the time, you don't know their name, you just see them, you're like, oh, they're the people that come in on Fridays.
Yeah.
This one family would always order a triple Whopper meal large with a Diet Coke. And I never understood that. Like, are you kidding? Like, I guess you got to save your calories somewhere, but.
That's kind of weird. Yeah. Mixed sodas. So this is definitely something that we used to do at, KFC as well. I would always mix Sprite and Mountain Dew together.
Yep.
Which is like fantastic. Like if you go to Taco Bell, what I would always do, and I added this because they had the Baja. So I would do Sprite, Baja, Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew. And I really don't like Mountain Dew. I don't really drink soda whatsoever, but that mixture just hits so good. And sometimes I would do like a splash of fruit punch. Yep. And it was the most amazing thing ever.
I mean, the one that I saw listed on the secret menu was Coke and Orange Fanta, which I guess I could see it's kind of like an Orange Coke. I never had that, but my personal favorites when I was there, you know, like whenever you have downtime, you're able to take those like little cups for the employees and get something to drink. I would go fruit punch with a little bit of Sprite, which is kind of like a Christmas punch or like a punch you have at a party. It's like fruit punch and Sprite, or Fanta orange with a little bit of Sprite, add some citrus, or fruit punch with a little lemonade. All really bad for you, but all really tasty and probably annoying to order in the drive thru, and people probably mad that you do that, but really tasty if you're on the inside.
Yeah, that recommendation, don't do that if you're in the drive thru.
Yes.
Go inside and do that so you can do it on your own and not piss the person off who's taking your order. And full disclosure, my dog is barking, so I apologize for whoever is listening. Number 11, the bacon sundae. So I have zero recollection of this being on the menu. Apparently, just reading about it, it was on the menu at some point. It's no longer on the menu, but it's still something that you can do. So basically, it's a sundae with bacon in it, and you can add hot fudge or caramel.
Yeah, so they didn't have the sundaes when I was there. I think that was a new ad some years after. And then they added bacon in it to kind of give you that like salty sweet. And from what I read, it was pretty popular. And if people still want that, you can get it added. Again, I don't recommend Burger King's bacon, but if that's something you're into, it's probably nice to like eat the chunks off the top, like before you dive in, I guess.
I mean, I guess it's like people who dunk their French fries in like their shake or their sundae or their frosty or whatever it is. Right. I mean, it's not for me. It's not something I really like, but I know people like it. So
yeah,
I don't know if I'd necessarily want bacon in my ice cream, but I mean, whatever. So like watching the commercial, cause they have these old commercials on Burger King and I saw it on YouTube. The bacon looks very crispy. Obviously, you said it's not crispy. So.
Yeah. If you were to, like, hold a piece up by the end.
It's paper thin, basically, right?
It would be resting on your thumb. Like, it would just fall right over.
Wow. All right, number 12 on the secret menu.
Yeah, not necessarily an item, but I wanted to, you know, educate some folks on some items that you can get at Burger King or some variations if you need it. So you can get two bottom buns or two top buns on anything. So, like, if there's some people that might have, like, an allergy to the seeds on top of the bun, and that's probably the majority of the people who do it. But also, I think some people like the top bun a lot with the seeds. So you can get that on both ends and kind of get, like, the best of both worlds, I guess.
Now, do you got, like, does someone back there just like, oh, my God, we got too many top buns. We got to figure out how to get rid of these. Like, is that an issue when you guys are in the kitchen or not really?
No, I mean, if you get an order like this, then you have, you know, if somebody orders two top buns, then you're stuck with two bottom buns. So, A, you're either going to throw those two away or you're going to try and, like, slide it in as a secret and, and see if nobody says anything.
I think I would prefer actually two bottom buns over two top buns.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, like a Steak and Shake, like Frisco melt.
Yeah.
Like that bread, like it would kind of be like that.
Steak and Shake, RIP, because there's like none in our area.
I haven't been to one of those since probably college, but most likely high school.
Yeah, we live in the greater Cleveland, Columbus area, and at least in the greater Cleveland area, there are zero Steak and Shakes around anymore.
Yeah.
They've all closed. So I don't know.
You guys also have killed White Castle, so
yeah, that's a topic for another day, but yes, there are no White Castles there. So whenever I need my White Castle fixed, I either have to come down and see you and have White Castle, or I have to go to, like, the grocery store and eat those crappy frozen White Castles.
Which actually taste just about the same.
They do, but there's nothing like going to White Castle and being like, hey, I want a Crave case, and then going,
Then hating your life the next day, yep.
Oh,
nothing like that.
Nothing like toxic sludge coming right out of you. So the last item on this secret menu is getting your items fresh. Boy, who would have thunk you could get your items fresh?
So here's the thing, and this is where it stems from, is first off, I used to work the drive-thru at Burger King all the time. They loved me for it because I could, like, multitask. I could pour the drinks and blah, blah, blah. I was pretty good at it. But I didn't really always like the customer service aspect when people would, like, ask me things that I'm like, oh, can I get that fresh? And it's like, well, I'm not going to tell them that it's not fresh because, like, technically all of this is supposed to be fresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically if you were like, I want a fish sandwich and I want that fresh, there's a button on the register that basically says, like, extra hot or, like, dump it. Basically what you do is you take it and you put it back in the fryer for, like, 30 seconds, which it's basically like refrying something, but it doesn't quite get up to heat. So really it just, like, waterlogs it with grease, to be honest. So, like, if you're ever, yeah, like, I want that fresh, if you don't say I want it brand new, like, drop a new one, like, I'll pull up and wait for it. If you just say I want it fresh, you're going to get, like, a waterlogged, greasy, like, mess.
Totally know what you're talking about, because people would always come up and be like, yeah, I want a 10-piece, but I want it all fresh. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go just drop 10 pieces in the deep fryer right now.
Oh, didn't know you were better than all of our other customers.
Yeah, call it a day. Now, if they would say, I want it fresh, and I will wait, then I'll be like, sir, ma'am, sure. Would you like a beverage on the house while you wait? And then that was okay. But if you came in there, guns blazing, with an attitude, I'm not going to push the issue of, hey, there's chicken potentially coming up right now. I will get you fresh ones. I'm going to go back there, and I'm just going to drop 10 pieces in the deep fryer and just say, hey, yeah, it's fresh. It's essentially just warming it up in the microwave, pretty much.
Yeah, and again, would not recommend.
So overall, what is your favorite secret menu item? Because I think on here, the one secret menu item that I would try, and I know it's kind of boring, the Burger King BLT really stood out to me on here, but the other one that I think I would probably dabble in is the Rodeo Burger.
Dude, that's – the Rodeo Burger is mine, and it was – I think for a while they had it on, like, the dollar menu, so you could get, like, 5 rodeo burgers for $5, and it's just so good. And even when I was in high school, I, like, did this, like, low-carb diet, but, like, really wasn't thinking it through, because I would, like, take burger patties and basically put barbecue sauce on them like a rodeo burger and just, like, eat them, like, fold it over and eat it like a sandwich. Completely disgusting, and, like, also not really something you should tell people, like, I'm on a diet. I'm eating Burger King burgers without the bun. Like, not great, but, dude, that rodeo burger, like you said, or, like, it just hits different. It's really good.
I think it's just probably, like, the combo of the beef, the barbecue, and the onion, and it being in the onion rings being deep fried.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so now I guess I could ask some questions about Burger King.
Yeah.
What was the one item when you worked at Burger King that you hated making the most?
So if you worked there, basically there were three boards that you could work on. One was Whopper board, two was burger board, so like the smaller sandwiches, and three was specialty, so you would make like chicken and all that stuff. And working on anything like chicken related, not as many people order that. You're making the fries. It's super easy. If you work on Whopper board, like there's 6 things on every Whopper, and that like is very time consuming. And it's just, that was probably what I didn't like the most, was working on Whopper board, especially like during lunch. The high school kids would work 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. So we would have to do Whopper and burger board together. So we're making like everything. So that was rough. I didn't like doing that.
Yeah, I got to say, when I was at KFC, like the thing that I hated making the most, and a lot of people think like, oh, it's all pre-made. Not necessarily, like the green beans and the mac and cheese. Yeah, basically you're just heating it up. Yeah. But the like the mashed potatoes, you have to make the gravy. The gravy would suck to make because I would burn myself all the time. Because basically, you dump powdered it's powdered gravy, and you dump it in like a cup, basically, like a big giant like pot, I guess you could say, and you pour hot water in it, like boiling hot water, and I would burn my hand every time. So that kind of sucked making it. And then when it came to making the coleslaw, that sucked because it was always messy, because you would have to put the dressing in there, and the dressing would just – it came in like these tubes, basically, like these bagged – like in bags, but they were like tubes. And it wasn't easy to open, and it would just get everywhere. And it basically reminded me of like snot. I know it's gross, but like I would never eat the coleslaw because it always reminded me of that. And the other thing is like the coleslaw has to set for, you know, and marinate overnight. So if we ran out of coleslaw and say like we had made that maybe a few hours beforehand, we couldn't sell it because it, you know, the cabbage and everything isn't going to taste right. It's not going to taste like normal coleslaw. So we would be like, yeah, we're out. And then they would get pissed and be like, what do you mean you're on a coleslaw? This was KFC. You know, that one of those numbers. So
yeah, didn't you order enough of it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Right. Like, thank you. Know,
one other thing though, that kind of sucked to make was the chili. And that was kind of basically you would make that from like day old burger meat that was left over from the night before and you crush it up. But like they would have you make it at like the most inopportune time. So like you'd have a dinner rush and they'd be like, hey, can you make some chili? And you have to, like, open the bean. It's not difficult, but it was, like, you'd have to take your microwave and use it for, like, 10 minutes.
It was a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you're busy, and you, like, have to take it out and stop and restart it, and that's probably not great for it. But, you know, it wasn't fun either.
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to ask you about the chili. Like, is it like Wendy's where it's already just in the pot with the ladle and you're good to go, or is it something that you would have to individually make? Because I don't go to Burger King and be like, oh boy, I'm gonna get chili today. I'm like, that's like not something that I think about getting.
Yeah, I think it was like in like a, you would ladle it out, so you'd make like probably a couple days worth, to be honest, because not that many people ordered the Burger King chili. But yeah, you would just like, it would sit in this heater and you would just stir it every half hour because it would get like crusty.
All right, so don't get chili at Burger King. How many people got baked potatoes at Burger King?
We didn't have them when I was there, sadly. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Them Hershey pies, though, hit good.
Oh, those Hershey pie, the Reese's pie, the strawberry dulce de leche cheesecake one they had one time. Like, whenever I could use my, like, employee discount and buy, you know, whatever I wanted, I would always get a Hershey pie because it was basically like a dollar to add one of those on.
Employee discount. My boss was just like, you can eat whatever you want. And so when I first worked at KFC, I went nuts and just ate everything I wanted. And then like after 2 months, I was like, I don't think I ever want to eat here again. And full disclosure, I have not ate at KFC since I left my job at KFC in 2008. So
that's probably for the better.
Yeah, it's not something that I really strive to get a lot. So
yeah,
so there you have it. That is the secret menu at Burger King on the Side of Fries pod. So when you go into Burger King, maybe consider dabbling in some of these. What, one last question, what is the one item on here that you are probably like gonna go in and probably gonna get shut down on?
That you think they're not going to offer?
Yeah, they're going to just be like, sir, what in the hell are you talking about?
I think if you order that ham and cheese, they're just going to be like, we're out of ham, strictly because they don't want to do it.
No, I don't blame them because I know exactly how that is, and I would be like, no, fuck that. I'm not going back there to get the ham. Like,
I know.
It's put away. Like,
that's one of those things where, like, you're the guy, like, on the headset. You can tell them anything, and they have to believe. Like, they're not going to come in the back and look. So if you're like, no, we're out of burgers, what are they going to do?
Some of them, some people will question whether you have that or not.
I know.
You know that.
I know.
All right, Side of Fries podcast. Let's get the plugs out of the way here. Follow us on Twitter and on the gram, Side of Fries pod. And I think eventually we're going to try to work on some YouTube content, but give us a follow on the old Twitter machine and on the gram.